Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals was one of the many players we got to catch up with. Last year was important for him. It was his first full season with Washington. I remember he'd been shut down the previous season with some arm issues, and so they just wanted to get him on the hill and keep him healthy for the duration of the campaign, and they were able to do that. He is off to a really good start through two outings, five innings, seven strikeouts, sub one whip so far this spring. The 25-year-old power lefty throws 98, 99 miles an hour at times, has a chance to be the next ace of this rotation. And we started our convo talking about going into the offseason, you know, what he wanted to focus on and how he was going to go about mitigating some of the blow-up outings that he had that ruined a lot of good last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, the offseason's for figuring out, you know, why we were successful at times and then what happened when we were not. And, you know, working on some adjustments this spring, and, you know, we'll see how it works, and then, you know, get ready to roll when the season comes around.
What are some of those tweaks that you want?
Just how we're using stuff, location of things, not necessarily how good or bad, you know, the stuff was. It was more how we used it when we used it. And I don't know exactly how we're going to use it, but, you know, we're messing around with that for these next whatever four or five starts it is, and we'll be ready to roll.
So you've thrown really well here over these couple outings, but you just mentioned kind of messing with things. I mean, how much right now of these performances is – you're going out trying to get that guy. You care after the game if it's too shut out with four punchies versus, all right, today I just got to make sure this pitch is ready. What's that balance?
Yeah, there's both. I mean, look, there's no need to get too excited about two spring training starts either. So, but there's a thing to, is the stuff good? That's important. So,
do you feel good about that right now?
Yeah, I do. And there's going to be adjustments being made and see what, you know, we're going to probably do things in certain situations that we may not do. But it also might end up being something that's real, and we use it. But there's something to having success because it means the stuff's where it needs to be. But there probably are times where we don't do exactly, you know, what we would do in a big game that means something. So,
Mackenzie Gore with us here on Grant and Danny Live in West Palm Beach for spring training. In terms of goal setting, right? I mean, obviously you guys want to win games, you're competitive. That's given. But for you personally, what are some milestones for you that you want to go, you know what, if I look back in October after the year, I had a good season. What are some of those milestones for you?
The biggest thing is getting better. I just want to pitch what I'm capable of. Whatever comes with that, you know, it is what it is. So, and you can control that. You can do what you need to do. You can execute. You can be physically as, you know, prepared as you can mentally. I just want to pitch what I'm capable of, and I think if I do that, we should have some fun. But that's kind of all I'm worried about. So,
do you, in the off season, do you go to any labs or work with like any of the college guys that are out there now that have their own facilities? Like, what'd you do?
Yeah, I went to a guy who was out of North Carolina at the time, and you know, we got a lot of work done. I worked out here with PC, and we had a good off season. He had a good off season. He's looked good. He's doing the same thing that I'm doing, and I'm looking forward to, you know, him making some strides and pitching. All of us, really, we need to all pitch better. So that was kind of the biggest thing going into the off season. I think we all went and figured some things out, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
In terms of being comfortable, throwing every pitch whenever you want, right? When does that click in for you? You know what I mean? Like, is it right now? You're probably like, hey, I need to make sure I throw 7 sliders this over these couple of years, or whatever the numbers are. When do you feel like, over the course of your preparation of the year, I can throw any pitch anytime?
You know, pitch it. There are going to be days where you got all your weapons. Then there's also going to be days where you might have 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. But you kind of want to go as when into spring training hits, we're ready to roll. We got all 4 weapons in a good place. And then we go from there. And then what happens, you know, game day happens. But you kind of want to time it up where once the spring's over, we're ready to roll. Mm-hmm.
It's funny to think of now is that you're 25, that you're like a veteran. But if you look at the pitching depth, whether it's Jake who came up last year and now you've got Rutledge and some of the other guys like Mitchell Parker that are here and competing, it's such a young clubhouse. And it's a lot of guys that are kind of happy to be here. Like, it's mm-hmm. a cool vibe being in there. Yeah. Seems like everyone's very personable and approachable. It's refreshing for us. But for you, what has that been like? And can you feed off some of that exuberance and these guys that are just, like, fired up to be at spring training?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's some energy here. It's a very different spring than last year.
Why do you think that is?
One, I mean, I didn't know anybody hardly. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of new faces. We also didn't really know exactly how to do things, a lot of the guys. But also, we did it for a year together, and we got some new faces, which we're excited about. But also, it's a lot of the same group, so. Yeah. But I think it's a good mix. You know, we got some older guys that have been around, and the young guys work hard. You know, they're watching and listening to these older guys that we got in here. And like you said, they appreciate being here. I know when I'm still young, but my first big league camps, that was important. I appreciate being around those guys, and it's kind of a respect thing. And at times I think that's kind of lost today. But these young guys, they've done awesome. And, we got a good group.
Mackenzie, I might have even told you this before when we had you on previously, but one day I forgot what day it was, and I said hello to Max Scherzer in the clubhouse on a day that he was pitching. Mm-hmm. Not in a disrupting kind of way, but he looked at me like he was going to bite my face off.
Yeah.
Right? You got some of that, I feel like. You're a really nice guy 6 days out of the week, and on that 7th day, you're an ornery, mean son of a gun. When do you flip? Like, you get to the ballpark, you're still Mackenzie Gore, but then when it's like – starting pitching time, everyone can go to hell. Like, when does that flip for you?
I'm kind of competitive. I don't like losing anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the southeastern North Carolina redneck coming out of me. And I've kind of always had that thing, uh-huh. When I played. But I'm also not a guy, you know, once it gets pretty close to game time, we're ready to roll. But, you know, 4 hours before game, I'm not, like, locked in. I can't focus that long, so but once we get in between those lines, I don't know, whatever happens once we get out there.
Love it.
Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals. You big golfer? What do you like to do to kind of get your mind away from?
I do like to golf. Yeah. You know, the beach is nice here too.
So in the clubhouse right now, like, who are the guys you compete with the most golf-wise?
Golf with Corbin a lot. He lives out here, so.
True.
I'm sure.
Does he still have a
putt-putt course
at his house or something?
Yeah, I don't. That thing's hard, man.
Is that right?
Yeah. I go to the pool instead. Lane's good. Lane can play. Riley, he had the handmade thing, so he hasn't been playing a lot, but Riley can move it.
I bet.
He's good. So we got some players in there. Stone plays a lot. I wouldn't say I compete with Stone. I just kind of whoop up on him, but but he likes to golf. He's getting better. So, but it was fun. I like golfing too, you know. So you can get out there, run your mouth a little bit.
Chirp it, guys. Stone Garrett's really handsome. That's not a question. It's just he's so handsome.
Good-looking guy, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Finnegan too. I feel like this is a very good-looking team. Is that a weird thing to say?
Yeah, they're good-looking. Then I bring us down a little bit right where we need to be.
I don't think so. And,
no.
Don't tell yourself
if
short.
I may, I don't know if you were in our most recent coaches poll top 5, but you have been in the top 5 before.
Okay. Well,
you received votes?
Yes.
Okay.
Also receiving votes? Yes. But Stone Garrett's handsome. I agree.
I mean, that's good, I guess. But at the end of the day, look, it doesn't matter what you look like.
Sure.
You better go play, or
yeah.
If you
cut
lose,
that one for the social. Yeah, that's good, I guess.
That's good, I guess.
But, yeah, you win games, you look a lot better. So
that's fair.
That's a good point. Anything else you'd like to – is that where – are we out there? Okay there?
Look, most piercing eyes. We'll save that for later on.
Yeah.
No, but – so in order –
no, we're really to go after just that question. No, Stone Garrett's handsome.
No, when – so post-start. Like, start has ended. You're mad, happy, et cetera. When does it wipe away for you for the next start? Like, when do you stop going over it and it becomes, okay, let's prep for the next thing?
The next day, really.
Yeah.
But I'm – once – I mean, you got to figure out – right away you don't go back and look at it. I'm not a guy that really freaks out about anything, you know, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you need to figure out why things happened the way they did, but then once you do that, it doesn't matter. It's over with. Sun comes up the next day, and you got to get ready for the next one. So.
That's Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals, who was kind enough to give us some time in West Palm Beach at spring training.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.